So tell us a bit about Diversity Radio.
Well, Diversity Radio is an engaging and empowering community well-being radio station that embraces diversity. It's been designed by individuals with lived experience in mental health and complex and multiple needs. And the idea is built out of the need to create a space that can increase education awareness around mental health in our communities. It's also, it's like a platform for individuals to share their experiences, more or less, and provide insights.
Yeah. And how did Diversity Radio come about?
Yeah, that's a question, because obviously I'm the founder of Diversity Radio, but it wasn't necessarily just my idea alone. Through my experience of accessing, you know, different kind of services and working with my peers with complex and multiple needs, I realized that taking the message out to the community was important, one, for developing a safe space for people to find themselves and to inform like-minded and experienced people. I mean, with my experience of working with individuals, I realized that creating this station that could bring together individuals and communities and aim to increase this education would take away that struggle that's usually faced by providers and recipients, and obviously family and friends and carers. So I kind of, myself and my peers, you know, took this journey of researching the radio space, and it became clear that there wasn't much available to provide audio podcasts or live radio focused around education and support for people with interest in their own and others' mental well-being. I suppose ensuring that we have that space was paramount to us, and that's the whole concept of it.
And what does Diversity Radio actually do?
What we do, I'll have to break that down, because we do different things. But I think what we do is, as I said initially, was we create a space for individual voices and communities at the heart of things, starting from a position of acceptance and whatever, you know, people's background and challenges, needs and interests are. We try to involve everyone, for instance, people in forensic services, you know, people in prisons, hospitals, to still be part of the community and not feel cut out. Family and friends and people at home, frontline staff, you know, our commissioners and funders and providers of services, ensuring that there is a dialogue that is facilitated amongst all these stakeholders, and having a kind of, you know, what we call it, a level playing field, more or less, and not feeling sidelined or alienated. So we take support to people, we take support out to individuals and communities, and offer them a very flexible and accessible solution that people can listen to at home, on their phones, through web access, in the community groups or secure services. Especially in this day and age when there's a lot of budget cuts, it means people can't always go into conferences and meetings and go to drop-in centers and community centers. But at least wherever you are, I suppose it's all about having access to smartphones and technology, more or less. I mean, there are a lot of barriers, but yes, it's still at least accessible once you have a smartphone.
And How can the community support the Diversity Radio?
I suppose actually something I wanted to mention before I even answer this question is we do some of these things through music, you know, playing original music on our programs, you know, hosting chat shows, that's panel discussions about topics that our listeners are interested in. We use personal stories, documentary style programs that hear from individuals with different experiences, not necessarily with mental health as the primary topic, but hear different other, you know, experiences. Local news and informations, we try to provide them. Lifestyle programs focused on different lifestyle topics where discussions about mental health come up as part of the conversation, and where people can also learn how to keep themselves well, eating well and stuff like that. Art, culture, food, sports, you know, we try and cover all that. So your question about how can the community help, based on the above mentioned programs, we would like people to listen to us. Yeah, listen to us, join our mailing lists to hear about our contents. And I think our mailing list is studio@diversityradio.org.uk. We've got a website. Just all the links are on the website, which is www.diversityradio.org.uk. You know, if you go on there, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the whole thing. Not as if I access that myself, but I'm sure, they're interesting times. We would like to have people to volunteer with us, people with certain skill sets, you know, music, technology, podcasting, social media, marketing and promotions. You know, we'd like to have creative contents. Regular donations wouldn't be bad, as, you know, times are hard and it would help. There's a link to that. Could be just something worth a cup of coffee, tea, money. Advertise with us. Use Diversity platform to reach out to the audience, associates and stuff. And fund us, you know. We're interested to speak with funders, health care authorities, criminal justice agencies and other potential funders or contractors.
Okay, great.
Another thing I forgot, we're based in London and we are in the southeast area, which, you know, it's, and obviously we are online, you know, all over globally, in fact, internationally. But just to be precise, our office is based in New Cross. It's Unit 2 Astro House, 2325 Arklow Road, New Cross. SE146EB. You're welcome. There's a phone number and that you can access, which is on the website, as I said. So, thank you.